So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Verse 33. Chapter entitled Chitraketu.
Wait a minute.
King Chitraketu meets the Lord. So verse is on the board there. Please repeat. Tataha Samadhaya Mano Manishaya Babasha Etad Pratilabhata Vag Asho Niyamya Savindriya Bhaya Vatanam Jagat Gurum Satvata Shastra Vigraham Tata Samadhaya Mano Minishaya Babasha Etad Pratilabdha Vag Asho Niyamya Savindriya Baya Vatanam Jagat Gurum Satvata Shastram Vigraham Tasa Samadhaya Mano Manishaya Babhasa Etad Pratilabdha Vagasho Niyamya Savindriya Bahavatanam Jagat Gurum Satvata Shastra Vigraham Tata Samadhaya Mano Manishaya Babasa Etad Pratilabdha Vagaso Niyamya Savindriya Bahaya Svartanam Jagat Gurum Satvata Shastra Vigraham. Please repeat word for word. Tataha. Thereafter. Samadhaya. Controlling. Manaha. The mind. Manishaya. By his intelligence. Babasaha. Spoke. Etad. This pratilabdha recovering vak speech asho that one king chitraketu niyamya controlling sarva indriya of all the senses bhaya external vatanam the wandering Jagat Gurum, who is the spiritual master of everyone. Satvata, of devotional service. Shastra, of the holy scriptures. Vigraham, the personified form. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, by controlling his mind with his intelligence, and thus restricting his senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feeling. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the holy scriptures. The Sattvaka Samhitas, like the Brahma Samhita and the Narada Pancharatra, and who is the spiritual master of all, he offered his prayers as follows. Please repeat. Thereafter, by controlling his mind with his intelligence and thus restricting his senses from external engagements. He recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the holy scriptures, the Sattva Samhitas, like the Brahma Samhita and the Narada Pancharatra, and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. One cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. One must become spiritually advanced by controlling the mind and senses. Then he can find suitable words to offer in prayers to the Lord. Quoting the following verse from the Padma Puran, Srila Sanatana Goswami forbids us to sing any song not sung by authorized devotees. Avaishnava Makudvinam Puta Hari Katamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sapochistam Yutapayaha. The words or song of a person not fixed in Vaishnav behavior, not strictly following the rules and regulations and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, should not be accepted by pure devotees. The words Satvata Shastra Vigraham indicate that the Satchidananda body of the Lord can never be accepted to be made of Maya. Devotees do not offer prayers to the Lord in an imaginary form. The existence of the Lord's form is supported in all Vedic literatures. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, mukam karoci vachalam bhangam laite grim yat kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam. Tata samadhaya mano manishaya vabhasa etad pratilabdha bhagasho niyamya savendriya bhaya vatanam jagat gurum satvatam shastra vigraham. Thereafter, by controlling his sense, his mind, with his intelligence, and thus restricting his senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the holy scriptures, the Satvaka Samhitas, like the Brahma Samhita and the Narada Pancharatra, and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. So yes, this is King Chitraketu coming out of his ecstatic revelation of the Lord. That is darshan, revelation of the Lord. The deity in the temple, Archavigraha, is the most merciful form of the Lord. This is stated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in his Upadeshamrita. Because he is most mercifully available even before the material vision. Of course, to see that we need to have prema. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. So that, of course, is not on the actual eyeball made of some molecules. It is within the consciousness of the soul. The Lord is ecstatic and he is revealed through ecstasy. Here Chitraketu, I think in the previous verse, with tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Lord's lotus feet. So, previously we know the story. Chitraketu was lamenting. First he was lamenting, tears of lamentation, oh, I don't have a son. Then by grace of Angira Muni, he got a son, and the co-wives of Kritaduti killed that son. And then he was lamenting again. So, If we focus on material enjoyment, trying to get some pleasure out of this material world, we can look forward only to tears of lamentation. Because Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham, Krishna says in the Gita, I am all-devouring death. Even if you don't lose your son because your co-wives have killed the son, then you lose everything at the time of death. If somebody steals your chapels from outside the door of the temple, you'll feel very disturbed. Huh? You'll search all over the temple and start cursing that person. Who would do this? They should go to hell. There's nothing worse than a thief. We'll be very disturbed. Huh? But at the time of death, we lose everything. Not just our chapels, but everything. Huh? All our favorites, all our relationships, our friends, society and love. Everything is taken. Huh? Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham. So, that is a sign. Actually, people in the modern day, they say everything's relative, right? You have that idea. That means, according to my vision, I judge accordingly, relative to me. There are no absolutes. This is Marxism, cultural Marxism, very strong now in the world. That's the modern manifestation. But here is an absolute. Death. Absolutely irrevocable. Of course, they say we will manipulate the DNA, but even if you live for a billion years, you're probably going to be run over by a truck. The odds are. So you can have all the best DNA in the world, but that truck has no respect for it at all. So, also there is another absolute. Kalosmi aham. Krishna explains in the Gita, Kalo, that I am time. Actually, Lord Shiva is the Kala Shakti, but that is the glance of Mahavishnu upon Durga Devi within the Pradhan. So time is an absolute. We are absolutely dependent upon time. You cannot turn back time. You cannot go forward in time. They say, oh yes, we will invent time travel. Well, if it had been invented, there would be evidence of it. It's not that if there was time travel invented in the future, well, if it was invented in the future, they should come back now and tell us about it. So this is all nonsense. The conditioned living entity, particularly those that are completely rebellious, demoniac, they want to change reality. They want to change the logos to anti-logos. Logos means words of God. And they want to change the arrangement. They are liars, manipulators, giver of false philosophy, and so on and so forth. And this is all sign of their rebelliousness. Actually, the creation is the mind of God. Everything is, we talked about this last class, is the ecstatic expression of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord can be appreciated in His creation. And if we see the prayers, last class we were discussing the prayers of Chitraketu, and those prayers had a theme. That Chitraketu, he was the Kshatriya, he was controlling so many elements in his kingdom of Surasena. But those prayers given by Narada Muni pointed Surasena to the transcendental Lord, who is, though transcendental, he is fully present in every atom and molecule. The example was given, just like in an iron bar, there is heat and it becomes alive with fire. So in the modern day, we can use another example, that the Supreme Lord is the electricity within everything. Just like you have many electrical appliances, so many mobile or immobile phones, and so many things, recorders and so on and so forth. And they are all non-functional. But they rest upon the electricity. They become active by the integration of the electric. So this is an idea to understand that the Supreme Lord is threaded throughout the whole creation. Sutre Mani Gana Iva. Right? Yad Yad Vibhuti. You know that section in the Gita. All wonderful creations are just a spark of my splendor. I am threaded through everything just like a thread is going through a necklace. So of course the electricity only activates those electrical devices. But actually the Supreme Lord, He maintains every atom and molecule. He is transcendental, but He is also fully present in His fullness in every atom and molecule. He is present everywhere. This is the achincha, materially inconceivable nature of the Lord. So Chitraketu was told to focus on that transcendental Lord. And we'll see in these prayers that they contain His realization of that prayer. If you read discerningly the prayer given by Narada, and then you will see that Chitraketu, through his ecstatic understanding of the Supreme Lord, has realized that transcendental Lord who is threaded throughout everything. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, Guru Parampara, Tulsi Maharani, Gomata, Shalagram Maharaj, Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. So this is the point, that we can either realize the lamentation of the material world by focusing on matter, or we can realize the tears of ecstasy by focusing on the Supreme Lord. We are Tatastha Shakti. We can go to Maya or we can go to Krishna. Maya. The Supreme Lord, as Prabhupada says, His form is not composed of the material elements. The Supreme Lord is entirely transcendental. He's Sat Chit Ananda. He is eternally manifest. He is Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the original cause. So this meditation is essential. Because as we put it simply in previous classes, the transcendentalist, he focuses, he or she, whatever, focuses upon spirit. And the materialist focuses on matter. Now this material world is a mixture of matter and spirit. Just like your body is a mixture of matter and spirit. Right? So Chitraketu was told by Narada Muni, Angira Muni, don't focus on the Maya side, focus on the spiritual side. That makes you a transcendentalist. If you're concerned on the material platform, friends and enemies, Dhanam, Janam, Sundaram, money, followers, sex life. If this is your focus, you're a materialist. If you're focusing on the qualities, name, form, qualities, pastime of the Supreme Lord, you're a spiritualist. It's as simple as that. So, what is chanting Hare Krishna? What is sadhana bhakti? We are all conditioned souls, at least myself. You may all be sattvaka bhaktas. But spiritual life means to retune yourself from the, or sadhana bhakti rather, means to retune yourself from focus on matter to focus on spirit. And that is nava vidha bhakti. We hear about spirit, shravanam. Then kirtanam, we chant and describe spirit. Then we naturally remember those things that we're hearing and discussing. Then as we realize Krishna through smaranam, his qualities, his leela, then we develop service attitude. And then we can take support of Pancharatra, just like it is said here, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. We can do the deity worship, we can offer prayers, we can conceive of ourselves, Jivaira Swarupoi Nichera Krishnadas. We can develop Vishramba, which is an intimate feeling of friendship with the Lord, and then Atmani Vedanam. We can surrender everything to the Supreme Lord. This is spiritual life. And it starts with the choice. It starts with the choice. Krishna has given us independence. At the beginning, Arjuna, he didn't want to serve. He was in Maya. He was affected by focus on matter. These are my relatives. What will happen to the women? If I get the kingdom, what's the use of it? I'll just be miserable. It was all about material calculation. It wasn't absolute calculation. It was all relative consideration. What's apparently good for me? That is the material disease. But the devotee, though he in a conditioned state, he knows, just like Chitraketu was inspired by Narada and Angira, he knows that my real interest is in spirit. But I should love that Supreme Lord for his own sake, not for any karma and jnana, not for any desire for liberation, not for any material enjoyment or selfish accruement of bliss, but for his sake. And this is the particular teaching of Lord Chaitanya. And this is the actual nature of the soul. Why? Because the soul, Angsa, Mavai Vangsa, is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has not created us, the spirit souls, to exploit us, to use us for his personal enjoyment. He has created us causelessly for our benefit, for our enjoyment. But the enjoyment is not, he's not requiring anything from us. He's omponamadappanabhidam, he's full in himself. Everything emanating from him is also full in itself, a complete unit. But he is not requiring anything because everything remains within him. So he has no selfish interest. The Supreme Lord is not selfish. In this world we have children and a lineage, like Chitraketu, he wanted a son for his lineage, for a selfish motivation. He wanted the son, so my name may live on, and Pindar may be performed. Now is the month of Pindar, and so on and so forth. So people are very anxious that their name will continue. But what's the use of that? Have your name continue in the prison house. Rather, you should be better forgotten that you were in the prison. When you go to Tihar jail and they lock you up for 10 years for tax evasion or whatever, of course you don't get any problem, you just, you know, pay number two for that. But you don't put a plaque up in the jail, I was here for 10 years. Rather, you should not, you don't want to talk about it when you get relief. So this is the point, that there is nothing to be proud of being in the material world. Krishna has not created us for to be exploited. As we have that mentality, he has created us for our own sake. And so that mood of Krishna is natural to the soul, that we love Krishna for his sake. And that is the perfect relationship. The devotee is concerned with the Supreme Lord, Rishikena Rishikeshana, and the Supreme Lord is unmotivatedly concerned for his devotees. It is this selfish, relative consideration that is the characteristic of the material conditioning. It is called Bahirmukh. So, when the soul focuses on the Supreme Lord and hears the quality of the Supreme Lord as Chitraketu got in the prayer given by Narada Muni, then this natural net function of the soul, this natural quality of the soul, unmotivated, anya bilasita sunyam, no material hankering, jnana kama adi anavritam, anukulyena krishna anu shilanam bhakti uttamam, right? No material hankering, no desire for jnana or liberation, no desire for some fruit. That, anukulyena, it's simply, that is the quality, those are the negative things, it's not like this, it's not like this. What is it like? It is favorable to Krishna. Because Krishna is the beloved object. So by Shravanam we hear this. And this guides us how to execute sadhana bhakti. Now you may think, some people think, oh, we're not going to focus on matter, and therefore we're going to focus on spirit. So that means I have to be like Narada Muni or Angira Muni. No. Yukta vairaksha uchite. Krishna's, what is it? Sambandha Krishna, Nirbandha Krishna Sambande, Yukta vairaksha uchite. No. Lord Brahma, after he realized Krishna in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, he glorified Krishna having realized Krishna's unlimited potency and wonderful nature, and he said, Stane Shrutikatan Tanuva Mano Bir. And Prabhupada many, many, many times quotes this in his lectures. It means just stay in your situation and offer your obeisances to the narrations of the Supreme Lord, his name, form, quality, and pastimes. You do that. And that, by hearing, that will evoke bhakti bhav. And then, everything in your life, as you develop realization of Krishna, through hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So by hearing and chanting, then stay as a grihastha, stay in whatever your situation is comfortable. But Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe means that you should only offer to Krishna those things that can be offered to Krishna. How will you know that? By taking shelter of Guru, Shiksha Guru. Just like we see here, the Narada Muni, Angira Muni, the prayer embodies all this Shiksha. Diksha is there, but if you see, why is Arjuna the guru, a disciple of Krishna? Because of Shiksha. Chitraketu is the disciple of Angira and Narada particularly because of Shiksha. When Shiksha and Diksha are separated, an overemphasis on Diksha, this is becomes apasampradaya. And then you get these nonsense concoctions like Siddha Pranali, Diksha Patra, so on and so forth. And then the neophyte thinks my Diksha Guru is everything. By him I get everything. No need to get any Shiksha. I've got Diksha, that's everything. No. Particularly Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he created these 32 great Mahajans, Shiksha Sampradaya. The teachings are the essence. Prabhupada likens Diksha, it's like when you sign up for a college. Say you're going to music college, you sign up. So you formalize the agreement. But then within the college you may learn from many sources. So you may have one Diksha Guru, but you can have unlimited amount of Shiksha Gurus. And in fact, even in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna tells Uddhava, that's recommended. Because when you hear from many different devotees, realized devotees, the same message, may be termed in different ways, then this gives you confidence. That increases your shraddha. And the shiksha is important. If you sign up for the music college, and you sign on the dotted line, you've entered the music college, but you don't go to the classes, or you don't get any classes, are you going to become a musician? No. Just because you entered the college doesn't make you a musician. You have to practice the teachings of the college. So therefore, sampradaya means family or disciplic succession of teachings. So shravanam is very important. And in a number of places, Prabhupada, shravanam, shiksha, that is practically the path of bhakti. Because we hear about the Maha Mantra, we know to chant it. Because we know, hear about the form of Krishna, then we know to what form to meditate upon. Because we know from the Mahajan, Mahajyena Katasupantha, that is the path of bhakti, then we know how to perform Pada Sevanam. So, don't stay Kanishtadikari. The difference between Kanishtadikari, Pakrita Bhakta, is he doesn't know Siddhanta. He doesn't know the philosophical conclusions. He doesn't have Sambandha Gyan. What is Sambandha Gyan? Hari Ishvara. Supreme Lord is Krishna. Hari. Radha Krishna. Sarva Shaktimam. He is Achincha Shakti. He has unlimited Shakti. Third, Rasa Vaisaha. He is the very embodiment of beauty and all rasa. Then it comes to the soul. The soul is Angsa of Krishna. And that soul can be in the material energy or it can be in the spiritual energy. And then, this is, excuse me, this is the last one is the The last one is that he gives is the good and bad. That means that the is the conception of goodness and evil. So if we understand philosophy and then we move on to understanding how to perform bhakti and then we understand the goal of bhakti, excuse me, took a bit of medicine this morning. So, then we are able to see the goal. We have the chalk path. Rather than just speculating what is spirit and matter, what is the meditation that I should be performing, we follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. So this is a very clear point that this material world, we tend to be speculative because we do not understand. So then we calculate, we evaluate things. But in spiritual life, it is essential to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, to go to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And then you know you're on the right path. So here, we find that Chitraketu, he was able to understand what is the right thing to do. Why? Because of the very prayer given to him by Narada Muni is instructional. Huh? So it is meditation on that prayer that clarifies the mind and severs the false ego. The false ego colors the intelligence, just like it says in this verse. What does it say? Thereby controlling his mind with his intelligence. However, in the conditioned soul, the intelligence is controlled by the ahankara. So it is spiritual knowledge bestowed through disciplic succession that destroys ahankara, bodily identification, I, me, and mine. When this bodily identification is destroyed, then the real ego, jivara swarupoi nichera krishnadas, can be evoked within the consciousness. So as long as the spirit soul thinks I'm this material body, then this disturbs his consciousness and he views everything relatively. So this is the first point, that the mind is meant to control the senses. But the mind is the servant of the intelligence. Therefore, it's just Prabhupada gives the example. Sorry about this. That just like if you're sitting in a motor car, but the driver doesn't obey you. That is like an undisciplined mind. You tell the car, I want to go to see Govardhan. The driver says, no, I like to go to Delhi. Right? Who's the boss? The nature of the mind, you'll find in third canto, teachings of Lord Kapila, is to serve. So the devotee exerts control over the mind, just like he controls, like the owner controls the driver of the car. And this driver, he can be purified of false ego, a different control, by Shastra Gyan. This is very important. Now the other point is here, he could then express his feelings. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the Holy Scriptures. So this points to the fact that the Sattvika Samhitas, like the Brahma Samhita, Samhita means accumulation of verses. So, of course, Paranika Dunodita, Kalo Nasta Drisham Esha Paranika Dunodita. The Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to give light to the people in the age of Kali. That is to say, Srila Prabhupada wanted to institute Varnashram. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is meant not just to be some theoretical book, some exposition, but here, through studying the activities, character of Chitraketu, of the Brahminical class, Brahma, Narada Muni, the Vaishyas, the Shudras, we get an understanding how to develop our ISKCON society. This is the template for the development of the ISKCON society. And it is not 5,000 years old document that only has a philosophical relevance, but it is applicable to all the activities of devotion and the molding of a society at this time in Kali Yuga. That's why it says, Paranika Dunodita, Kalo Nasta Drisham Esha. Those people who've lost their vision in Kali Yuga, they will get light from this Parana. So these are called Sattvika or transcendental, Sattvata, transcendental scriptures. And we should become absorbed in the vision that they provide by daily studying and appreciation of the translations and purports of the Acharyas. this is meant to be. Presently, at the moment, everything is based on reserve banks and money, get rich quick, and so on and so forth. That is not the guidance of the Bhagavatam. The guidance of the Bhagavatam is Atato Brahma Jignas. Now you have a human form. You inquire into that Absolute Supreme Lord. That is the purpose of human life. Whatever is there will come to you naturally. When the child is born, the mother's milk is born along with the child. So similarly, your food, your clothing, your shelter, that is born along with you. You don't have to be in anxiety. But you have to focus your mind on spirit without reservation. It's very simple to do. And Shravanam Kirtanam, and then to use all your material facility when you're inspired by spiritual realization in the service of the Supreme Lord. That is spiritual consciousness. Now, in honor of Srila Bhaktivinoda, his appearance day was a couple of days ago, I want to read a poem that will inspire you in that process of using everything for the Supreme Lord. It is called Sahagrahi Vaishnav. We read it on Thursday. There was a few people. Now we want to read it again for everyone who also has come. Sahagrahi means essence seeker. So the essence of life is the Supreme Lord. And we want to focus on that Supreme Lord and His service and the service of His servants. So this prayer, this poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda gives us great inspiration in that regard. And in honor of Srila Bhaktivinoda, we all know the story, but the great acharyas, they have great story attached to them, there's no doubt. But the real thing is their words of instruction. So, by His grace, we'll start. Alas for those who spend their days in festive mirth and joy, the dazzling, deadly liquid forms their hearts for air employ. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. Was man intended to be a brute in work and heart? Should man, the Lord of all around, from common sense depart? Man's glory is in common sense, dictating us the grace that man is made to live and love the beauteous heavens embrace. The flesh is not our own, alas, the mortal frame a chain. The soul confined for former wrongs should try to rise again. Why then this childish play in that which cannot be our own, which falls within 100 years as if a rose ablown? Our life is but a rosy hue, to go ere long for naught. The soul alone would last for e'er, with good or evil fraught. How deep the thought of times to be, how grave the aspect looks, and wrapped in awe become, O we, when reading nature's books. Man's life to him a problem dark, a screen both left and right. No soul hath come to tell us what exists beyond our sight. But then a voice, how deep and soft, within ourselves is felt. Man, man, thou art immortal soul, thee death can never melt. For thee thy sire on high has kept a store of bliss above. To end of time thou art, O his, who wants but purest love. O love, thy power and spell benign. Now melt my soul to God. How can my earthly words describe that feeling soft and broad? Enjoyment, sorrow, what but lots to which the flesh is heir? The soul that sleeps alone concludes in them it hath a share. And then, my friends, no more enjoy, nor weep for all below, the women, wine, and flesh of beasts, no love on thee bestow. But thine to love thy brother man, and give thyself to God, and God doth know thy wages fair. This is fact true and broad. Forget the past that sleeps, and ne'er the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. But tell me not in reasoning cold, the soul is made alone by earth's mechanic lifeless rules, and to destruction prone. My God, who gave us life, alone the soul can kill, or give it all the joys above, his promise to fulfill. So push thy onward march, O soul, against an evil deed that stands with soldiers' hate and lust. A hero be indeed. Maintain thy post in spirit world as firmly as you can. Never let matter push thee down. O stand, heroic man. O Sharagrahi Vaishnav soul, thou art an angel fair. Lead me on to Vrindavan, and spirit's power declare. There rest my soul from matter free, upon my lover's arms. Eternal peace and spirit's love are all my chanting's charms. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So, this is the wonderful quality of a devotee, poetic. So we should know that. We should turn the tears of lamentation of focusing on matter into the tears of ecstasy by focusing upon Hare Krishna, by Shravanam and Kirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. O stand, O heroic souls. Concluded. Confirmed. Any question? Huh? Okay. How can you follow that? It answers all questions. Srila Bhakti Vinod, Sri Guru Parampara, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.